This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. World Bank announced today it's doubling the funding, $200 billion over 5 years, to help poor nations adjust to global warming. Bank's announcement comes as negotiators from 200 countries start a two-week-long climate change conference in Poland. Mikhail Kurtega, who heads the conference, says they must seek an agreement on curbing climate change.
The United Nations Secretary General is counting on us, all of us, to deliver. And there is no plan B.
Climate change talks got a boost from 19 of 20 G20 nations meeting in Buenos Aires, reaffirming their commitment to fighting climate change. U.S. and China have agreed to a small truce in their escalating trade war after a meeting between President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping following the G20 summit in Argentina. Mr. Trump spoke with reporters on the flight back to Washington from the summit.
It's an incredible deal. It goes down, certainly, if it happens, it goes down as one of the largest deals ever made. It's a deal between the United States and China, made by the president and the president. And it'll have an incredibly positive impact on farming, meaning agriculture, industrial products, computers, every type of product.
President Xi said only when cooperation between us can serve the interest of world peace and prosperity. On the news of the deal, Asian stock markets rose today. An anti-immigrant, Euroskeptic, far-right party has won its first-ever seats in Spain's Andalusian regional elections. The Vox party claims 12 seats, giving a majority to the conservative bloc. The vote was seen as a first electoral test for Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez's Socialist Party since he took power in June. Socialists won 33 seats. This is VOA News. An American drone airstrike in southern Afghanistan has killed a key Taliban military commander, dealing a serious blow to the insurgent group. Afghan and Taliban officials identified the slain man as Mullah Abdul Manan, the Taliban claiming that the slain leader successfully led the insurgents to capture 95% of Helmand province from American-backed Afghan forces. Pope Francis has lit a candle to signal the start of a global campaign to push for peace in Syria. Here's AP's Charles Della Desma.
The Pope's lighting of the candle with the images of some 40 Syrian children, mostly from Aleppo, launches a global campaign for Syria, which the organization Aid to the Church in Need says involves some 50,000 children of different religions from war-torn Syrian cities. Francis wants a movement of peace in the war-torn country, which has been martyred by a war, he says, which has lasted for nearly 8 years. He's told believers gathering in St. Peter's Square on the first Sunday of the Advent season leading up to Christmas that Advent is a time of hope. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Former U.S. President George H.W. Bush, who died Friday at the age of 94, returns to Washington today for the final time. Here's AP Sagar Magani.
The former president's remains will travel here from his beloved Houston, where Barbara Kenney was among those remembering him at the church George H.W. and Barbara Bush attended.
Just a very caring man who was always willing to help others.
His body will lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda starting this evening, where the public's invited to celebrate his life.
A life of honor, a life of honesty.
Colin Powell, who was his top military advisor, telling ABC's This Week President Bush was a patriot in war and peace. The 41st president's remains will travel here on a plane most often known as Air Force One. Today it's called Special Air Mission 41. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The supply of food and other goods delivered to the port of Anchorage in the state of Alaska from the rest of the U.S. has not been disrupted by last Friday's powerful earthquake in the area. Anchorage Fire Chief Jody Hetrick says she's very proud of the way her department and all residents handled the Friday quake.
The response from the community has been phenomenal. The response from our first responders, the utilities, municipal employees, everyone else has been terrific. That's exactly what we expected to see, and we're going to continue that effort and that work.
There were no reports of deaths or serious injuries or even structural damage to buildings. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.